Okay, continuing on with row three for Sunday's 108th running of the Indianapolis 500, starting ninth, the 2019 NTT IndyCar Series Rookie of the Year, race winner at Road America. Driver the number 60 Auto Nation Sirius XM Honda for Meyer Shank Racing is Felix Rosenquist. In the middle, starting eighth, the winner of this year's opener on the streets of St. Pete, driving the number 5 Arrow McLaren Chevrolet. It's Pato Award. And starting seventh, the 2020 NTT IndyCar Series Rookie of the Year, driving the number 21 Ask ROI Chevrolet for Ed Carpenter Racing, it is Renus VK. And Felix, I don't know, we had a lot of questions about this week. Have you been enjoying this week or anticipating tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera? What are the emotions like right now?
No, it's been good. We went to New York yesterday with the Sirius XM. Actually got our pretty faces up on a billboard there on Times Square, so that was pretty cool. It's been a pretty calm week otherwise, I think. A little more calm than normally, so yeah. That's nice. You know, I try to save my energy for the big day. It might be a long day as well, looking at the weather, so maybe we'll be out there in pit lane for a while. So, resting up.
Might have to pack your patience on Sunday. We'll see. Pato, for you, similar story?
Yes. Just enjoying some off days.
Downtime, yeah. What do you do in your downtime?
So I like to eat, talk to my family. They're on the way here. But, just save my energy for the long days that are today, tomorrow, et cetera.
Yeah. I know it's busy. Arenas was trying to squeeze in a Shake Shack burger at the same time. So
my first ever.
Is that right? What do you think?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a very.
Did you get the double-double?
No, they just had Shack burger. That's what they called.
Oh, but is it the double patty or no?
No, single.
Like doubles?
No, I'll take two single ones.
Mm. All right. Tough audience. All right. Questions in person. We'll take some off of Zoom as well. Let's go ahead and begin here. And then, Timmy, may we're coming to you.
Hello, guys. Felix Pato and Rinus. You guys are closing to the best result expected in the race. Three of you guys almost win in the moment. What do you think that it's feeling for the race in the next Sunday? It's a question for each one.
Felix?
Can you repeat that again? I didn't quite.
Sorry. You guys are ready, close to the best result in the race, winning the race, for example. What are you guys feeling for the race the next Monday, next Sunday, sorry?
I think Friday will be very important. To get your car in the best window possible. Hopefully the rain stays away because it looks like it's going to hit us at some point. The three Penske's are obviously the ones that look like they're the ones to beat. So I know there's multiple cars in the field that will make them sweat and.
Little sign of things to come on Sunday. So.
Yeah, and I think it's just, I'm confident that we can make our way forward and then just put ourselves into a position to win it.
Good question. I think I feel good in the car, and that's pretty much the only thing you can go off. It's not really worth looking too much at others, and that's kind of been my strategy this year, is focus on ourselves and, you know, whatever car you show up with is the car you have and, you know, try to improve it during the race as well. But I would say we're a little bit slow when we're ahead of first in the pack compared to some other teams. That's the main worry right now, I would say. Otherwise, we feel very competitive. Car feels good. There's definitely four or five cars that are very fast leading, and that's definitely a worry for the race.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too worried about the race. I think we did not have a lot of practice, but I think enough for us to get the car in a good window, especially, you know, after the car was rebuilt for qualifying with that crash. The team has a lot of work to do still from last Monday's practice to Friday practice, carb day, to you know, to still make it a little bit faster and make it a little bit more aerodynamic. So I think we're looking good for the race. I'm actually feeling very relaxed coming to the 500. And I mean, just like Felix said, you know, the important thing is to focus on yourself, because if you try to beat a few guys, you know, you might get ahead of yourselves. And as long as you maximize everything you have, that's all you can do.
Tim?
Yeah, for Felix, what have you picked up from a working relationship now, instead of just knowing the guy, from Elio over the last half year or whatever, that sticks out to you?
I think the main thing with Elio is his hunger to still, like, I don't think anything has changed since he was like 10 years old when it comes to his ambition for racing anything on four wheels, to be honest. I don't think it matters if it's an IndyCar or a lawnmower or a, you know, go-kart. You know, he, every time he drives, I can tell that he truly enjoys it. And I think, yeah, nothing is changing. And that's why he's still here, right? And as long as you have that drive and ambition, you're going to be competitive as well. And it's a good lesson to learn. You know, you got to have fun. And I think that explains Elio. You know, he enjoys racing. He doesn't really overcomplicate things. He just kind of shows up, puts on the helmet, has a good time, and he normally does really well as well. So, definitely been interesting getting to know him more, especially the last couple of days in New York and so on.
Yeah, and for Pato, you know, every time you race here, I'm sure you learn something. What are you taking from last year's race with you now, from an experience standpoint of do's and don'ts, or whatever you want to call it?
Don't finish in the wall, because then otherwise you can't win the race.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. But I'm just, I mean, does it ever strike you how long a race this is, and the concentration level it you know, that's demanded, et cetera, not just for what you're doing, but for what other people are doing?
I don't focus on what other people are doing. I just try and do the best race for me, and I know how to position myself to go forward. I'd love to tell you what it feels like to win this race, but I haven't quite gotten there yet. So, I think it's just all about opening those doors of opportunity and making sure you're the lead car when the checkered flag comes.
Thanks, man.
Let's go Nate, Ryan, then Chris, and we'll work the other side of the room after that. Go ahead, Nate.
Thanks. For Pato, after practice Monday, you said that there was still like an issue that you felt like you guys had to solve. Do you feel like you'll be able to solve that now, looking forward to tomorrow? And is it something car-specific, or is it different driving style from your teammates? Like, can you give us any sense of that?
It's car specific. I have faith that we've fixed it. We won't quite know until we actually get a few laps under our belt, but I'm not worried. And if it's not, then we can still race, you know. It's a great opportunity just to be part of this great event, and I want to be able to have the best tools available in order to make it happen for everybody.
Chris?
Felix, full-time with the Meyer-Shank team. You're, for lack of a better term, the senior driver in the team, with Tom being the rookie. How difficult is it to be the senior guy in the team, knowing that, you know, a couple years ago you were with Dixon and he was the guy, and now you're in that position?
For sure, I'm not super old yet, but I've done 5 seasons, and it's a little bit of a full circle moment when I see Tom and what he's learning. I definitely look back at myself when I was a rookie, and there was a lot of tough lessons that, you know, you kind of have to go through. Like, I want to tell him, like, don't do that, don't do this, but it's almost like you have to experience it yourself. But I enjoy it. I really get along well with Tom and also Elio, and, you know, I'm always an open book, which I think I've been everywhere. So, you know, if Tom has anything he wonders, or anything he wants to, you know, just bounce with me, I'm always happy to let him know anything. And it's good to feel a bit older and wiser, I guess.
Thanks.
Let's go second row on the other side. Madeline, thank you. And then Joey after that.
Hi, this is for Felix. Felix, what has been, in your opinion, the biggest change from last year to this year, not just with your team, but mainly with your team, I should say? You know, what? Where are your where is your confidence level compared to last year for this year?
I would for sure say it's higher right now. I think this season was kind of a clean sheet. Like, I didn't really know what I could expect, but I felt very prepared. I worked very hard in the off season to integrate with the team, and the team just kind of gave me all the tools to kind of get what I wanted, and you know, yeah, they definitely delivered on that. Like Mike told me, like, you're gonna be the guy, and we need your help, and like everything I've asked for, he's been able to deliver, and I really feel like the team is behind me, and that really boosts my confidence, and I think it also reflects back on everyone on my car. You know, when they see that I work hard and we've been performing well so far, and they've also taken a step since the start of the season, and they still do. Like, we're still early days. You know, we're only done 5 races or 5.5 with the thermal, and you know, we're still all the races in the top 10, all the qualifying's in the top 10, but I think we're all, like, our expectations are racing a little bit every weekend, and we're definitely starting to get the thirst for that first win together. But we're staying cool, and, you know, feet on the ground, we just kind of press on as we've been doing, and it's been working really good.
One more question here, and this one's for Pato. I'm sure you've been asked a lot, you know, what it's like, you know, being teammates with Kyle Larson this whole month. But not just Larson, but what has it also been like for the team to kind of slot in Callum Mylott as well? What has he been to the team? What in not just Larson, but what has he also brought to the team in terms of Mylott?
They've both fit in well. To me, it really doesn't make a difference if someone from NASCAR or someone from WEC or someone from IndyCar or someone from Indy Lights or F1. I really don't care, but I think what Kyle brings to the table is a lot of not experience in IndyCar, but in other forms of motorsport. But the guys had such a crazy schedule that honestly we don't even see him in all the engineering meetings that we've had. He's only been in them for like 30% of them. So really haven't had the chance to talk to him that much, or as much as people probably think, but. Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to have a good race. He's, you know, he had a very good qualifying, and he's got a good team behind him in order to give him the tools to get it done.
Joey.
Also for Pato. I mean, obviously last year there's four cars. This year there's four cars. But I don't know if it's just kind of the fact there's two guys also in the team that's just doing kind of the one-off with the 500 or what's going on, but you've kind of seemed maybe frustrated and talked about like trying to focus more on just your own program. I'm just trying to understand, like, is it just a matter of too many people going too many different directions, or what's going on with that?
No, but you know, this place is unique in a way that no matter if you think you've built four cars identically, sometimes that's not the case. And I feel like, you know, at this point, yeah, at least just in terms of qualifying, what I was telling the team is we're not chasing a 234. We're chasing consistency, because this car doesn't have it. And I mean, I'm not pissed off about it or anything. That's what we've got. And, you know, from the things that I can control is I can make sure that the balance of the car is the most comfortable for me in the race, because that's a different beast. One thing is to qualify here, but one thing is to race and to make sure you're one of the guys that has a shot, you know. And that's where your whole team really really comes into play. And if you're starting within the first 15 or 20 cars here, you've got a good race car. You can win this race. So honestly, eighth for me is phenomenal. I was super happy with that, considering where we started on Saturday. And I think just now it's just finalizing the little details and fixing the little issues that we know we've got, and, you know, make sure that we've got the best tools at hand in order for me to get the job done for myself and for everybody else. And, yeah, like, just that's the nature of this place. You never know what it's got in store for you.
And then I guess the follow-up to it is just, and this is a little bit random, actually a lot random, is just you've clamored for a long time about trying to get an IndyCar race in Mexico. If, hypothetically speaking, you end up winning this race on Sunday, I mean, do you think that could maybe hopefully push the needle to get IndyCar to be a little bit more forceful about trying to put a presence there?
It wouldn't hurt. But I think at this point I've shown enough that it's there's a lot of wanting from Latin communities for there to be a race, and you know, there's no doubt in my mind it would be it'd probably be the best event outside of the Indy 500 on our calendar, no doubt. Like, why do you think Long Beach is so good? Because, you know, more than half of the attendance is Latin. Like the fans are just so passionate, and they love to go support, and they love motorsports. Just if we are going to do that, I would love to see it part of a championship, because I know I've heard conversations of it maybe being like a one-off or something, but come on, if we're going to Mexico, we're racing for points.